This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thirsty Thursday was postponed previously. Interrupt this program because the pickle jar fell and cracked and broke all open. Thank you very much.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. Who was the person that broke the pickle jar? Radar was the person that broke the pickle jar.
Who, me? Yes, you.
Yes,
couldn't
you.
Be.
Oh,
then
man.
Who? Me.
Radar.
What are you doing over there?
I'm already eating these flaming hot crunchy Cheetos
you're
you
not
gave
supposed
me.
To eat them yet.
And I... This is real spicy.
Here's the thing.
It's early in the morning.
When you all text in a Thirsty Thursday combination, something we should try, 414-432-1099, don't just tell us what to try. Now, Stephanie from South Milwaukee, thank you so much. You guys need to try flaming hot Cheetos with pickles.
I don't know if I want to thank Stephanie just yet because I was already munching on the flaming hot Cheetos and this is zippy, man.
Are there?
And then I took a drink of water, and that's the worst thing you're supposed to do. Aren't you supposed to have dairy if something's really spicy?
You definitely are.
Well, where's the cheese?
You cut it. Anyway, what we have to do here is when you do text this in, tell us whether we need to mix things, eat them together or separately, or which one goes first. Because
we need instructions.
Yeah, we definitely
I'm
need instructions.
I'm just over here eating the Cheetos.
Exactly. You're pounding the Cheetos over there. I'm going to bite the pickle here. Ha ha. Hey. We're gonna try the pickle first.
Okay, so hang on. Is that what you think we're doing?
I think we're supposed to do the salty, vinegary taste first, and then
I love pickles.
Then the Cheetos. And I've been battling a cold; it's finally going away. But this might open up a sinus, so I'm really excited about this.
All right, so we're eating.
Got the pickle,
and then
these are kosher dill pickles, and then eat the Cheetos.
Yeah. Does it kill the burn?
It does.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it doesn't. Here it comes.
No, it's actually really good. You know what
helped
it tastes like?
Whoa.
Here's what it tastes like, you guys. And this is why this works.
Cheetos and pickles?
No, if you go to a restaurant and you order for an appetizer deep fried pickles, and then sometimes they give you a little bit of that like zippy dip that you can dip the deep fried pickles in.
Yeah.
That's what this tastes like.
It's a little bit of a...
And it totally works.
Mmm. This ain't bad. This is not bad at all.
This is really good.
It's almost like having pickles kind of like marinate in a taco seasoning or something like that. Or a fajita seasoning.
Here's the negative side to this. And I'm sorry, Stephanie. The pickle... there's no other way to say this. The pickle is wet. The pickle is wet from the liquid in the pickle jar. And so now my wet...
Your wet pickle is getting
fingers are getting all over the flaming hot Cheetos.
I gave you a fork to use.
My fingers are all dyed with the red. Ooh. So that part makes it...
It makes your nose run,
I'm with
too.
You, though. For allergy season,
this is
really
good.
It.
Open it up. Let's go.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.